Hello, everyone. I want to read this famous quote. The best and the most beautiful thing in the world cannot be seen or even touched, but just felt in the heart, by Helen Keller. I've worked 30 years in education, and some of my favorite kids are the ones that are on the spectrum. So my hopes is to share, help, and provide some insight from my experience. Hi, everyone. Hope you're having a blessed day today. Today, I'm going to talk about teachers and parents and working together. I'm going to talk about first what you have in common. You both are overworked. You both have too much on your plates. Both are trying their best and trying to figure out what's next. What should I do to help my students or my child? Neither of you have all the answers, and both need each other's help and support. I know at times with teachers, you don't always like an advocate parent, or it can be annoying at times, but they can really be beneficial to your room. If you connect with them and work together, they can help you get stuff for your room that maybe you're not able to do. And they're just trying their best to figure out what is their child needs and try to give them the very best that they can. It's difficult when you've got a parent that is an advocate and thinks you're going to cure them. That's not going to be the situation. Each year, we lose between 150 to 280 teachers, and that's per district, not statewide or even nationwide. That's per district. It is a hard job, and it's not for the faint of heart by any means. I want to explain to parents and teachers why are some of the reasons we're losing teachers and why can't we connect. One of them is the paperwork. It used to be years ago, it would be just special education teachers that would have a mountain, and we just would lose a lot of them in special education because of the paperwork that's involved. Nowadays, it's not. It's general education teachers too. And they're overworked with now paperwork too. Behavior problems in the schools. We're seeing a lot of that. And as a teacher, you can only do so much. You can't force a kid to work. There's just no way that you can. Your recourses are just limited, what you can do. And even with the district, other than if they get so bad, they get kicked out or expelled. And that's not the answer then for our kids either. They need to be in school. I think that one of the reasons is a couple different reasons, actually. There's no discipline in the house. Parents are becoming more afraid of their kids. We took prayer out of the home, and we've taken it out of the schools. And I'm sorry, but I think that's a big, big component that we need to be brought back in. And dinner at the table. Electronics should be off, and parents should be sitting down with their kids and having that 15 minutes of dinner time, eating and talking about your day. The other reason we're losing teachers is the pay. I know that, you know, every year they try to up it and try to do this and do that, but for what you do, even with your times off, it's still low. We need support from parents and the district. And we need to support our parents also within our school system as much as we possibly can. Some of the things that parents will do will say, it's not my kid, it's the other kids, or it's the teacher's fault, or you don't like my kid. Those are some of the things that when we're dealing with discipline, we're trying to talk to the parents that happens and stuff. So we need to sit down and just, you know, open up ourselves and say, hey, let's work together. This is what I'm seeing, what's going on. You know, it doesn't have to be you against the teacher or the teacher against the parent. We can work together to find out a solution for our children. We need to get the behavior under control. That is a must, because if you don't have that, it's just a struggle to try to get them to do anything. Let me see what else. I know that with parents, and this is more to teachers, you got to remember that they're trying to work. It takes the two people to work. They may have other kids, and they may be trying everything they can too. So it's not just, you know, they're not trying. They could be trying, but maybe don't have the skills or the resources that they need to be able to do what they need to do for your child. And I am talking on the spectrum too, but there's other kids that are in that classroom that we need to look at too. Now, when you're in special education, you can have anywhere from 6 to 19 kids. And they keep loading them up and loading them up. And you figure 19 of the kids that are on some kind of spectrum or disability, and you are one person and maybe you have one aide, and that's it. And I've seen that happen many, many times. And it's just, it's not doable. You can't do it. You cannot provide the sound education that you need to do with that child, with those two people. If you got 16, 17, 18 or whatever kids in your room, you need a couple of more adults in there too. And even if it's just floating in and floating out, you come in for a couple hours here or an hour there, just something that will help you through the day, that you can give what you need to give for those children. Parents, you too, you know, you need to be able to make sure you have all the resources and check in your area what is available for you. I just learned in my area there's a place here that has kids from 6 days a week, from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, and Saturdays, I think it was 8 to 5. And for medical reasons, if they're on the spectrum or learning disabilities and things like that. So they have a place for them to go every day, which I think is great. I think every area should have that to help our children. So anyway, that's the little tidbits for today on parents and teachers. We need to work together. We need to understand each other's situation and just help us to become better for our kids. It does take a village, and we need to be together in that village and not separated to help prevent our kids not getting the education that they need and help them with their behaviors. Okay, so that's it for today. I just want to do another shout out for Trent Drawings by Trent. I just ordered a shirt from him for one of my students. It's really cute. He is going to be, I heard, in Missouri, I guess, next weekend. So it's a meet and greet. Find him on Facebook. And again, it's Drawings by Trent. Hope you have a blessed day. Bye now.